Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's premier podcast for showtimes, news, and other details that are
behind the scenes.
I guess so. Yeah. I was going to say behind the curtain, and then I was like, no, that's dumb. And then I was going to say, like special features or something, and I was like, no, also dumb.
This is the bonus features menu on your movie. You want to go into and it isn't even the first page, it's the second one. Like, you have to hit more.
Okay.
And it goes to the next page.
It's like one of those, like, the early DVDs where it's like a second DVD.
Exactly.
Where you have to pay more. So there's like the DVD that comes with the widescreen and full screen. And then you have to pay more. There's like the special edition that actually has the bonus features for the people that actually care.
Extended bonus features.
Until it then became standard on literally every movie to then have special features.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Were the special features before special features existed.
Thank you to the improvements to compact disc to allow us to have special features with our movies, because yep. VHS was not going to happen. So.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Friday, January 10th. This is our first episode. It's our first episode in 2020.
It is.
2020. Yay. I don't know.
We're tired. We're already.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That week, two weeks? Week and a half?
Yeah, we're already 10 days into this.
Technically. You can sound by the excitement in my voice that 2020 is starting off just the right way. We're tired because the last season, I mean, give us another week to like sleep and like regain bearings, because we had the last two, 3 months of absolutely crazy town. So
yep.
Between mountain films and Christmas films or holiday films, and then the holidays of our own and family and travel.
Everybody has their parties and their Christmas parties. And
yeah,
a lot of people are born in November, December. So
why is that?
A lot of birthdays.
Oh, birthday parties. Yeah. I loved hearing the news reports of like the boom in births here in the Seattle area after the however much time it takes for a child to develop after the Super Bowl. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl. It's just everyone like celebrated afterwards. And then 6 to 8 months or whatever after?
9 months later.
9 months later, it's like tons of kids that may or may not be
Super
named
Bowl
after
babies.
Your favorite. Yeah, may or may not be named after your favorite Seahawks player.
Yep. Oh, I should see what month that corresponds with, because eventually we're going to have a lot of birthday parties that month.
Oh, boy. At some point. It's been a couple years, so you know.
Yeah.
Might be a couple years old. Or yeah, probably a couple years old at this point.
All right. Well, should we introduce ourselves?
No.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Steven, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I'm Skylar, the manager here at the theater.
We got some show times for you. A lot of things just came through in the last like 2 days or something. So
yeah.
Nice that we're recording this episode now.
We went from there's no schedule. We have no idea what we're getting to. We now know most of what we're getting through March.
So it was like Tuesday or before Tuesday, we're expecting Star Wars for 4 weeks. So
yeah.
We're expecting another week and a half or so of Star Wars. Not the case. Disney was like, no, you're not making us enough money, so we're not going to give it to you for the fourth week. And we're like,
yeah. Or you have the
okay.
option of opting out now. And we're like, okay, well,
oh, they give us the option?
Yeah, the option.
I thought they just flat out said, no, you can't have it.
They gave us the option.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
We had the option of either opting out or continuing for 2 more weeks. And we're like,
Two more weeks?
So that would be
five
total. Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been four. It would have been a guaranteed five. Wow, that's bad.
Like,
I thought it was four. I always thought it was guaranteed four. So
yeah,
I was wrong.
It's guaranteed unless we're not pulling in enough numbers, in which case it isn't.
Apparently not. Which means today, Friday the 10th, switches up our movie schedule. So for 1 week through 16th, January 16th, we will have A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, followed by Knives Out. On just about every day except for Saturday, and we'll get to Saturday in a little bit. And then from the 17th, Friday the 17th, through to Thursday the 23rd, and this is all January, we will have Little Women and Knives Out still. So Knives Out will be 2 weeks, always in the second show of the day. But this week we will have It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Tom Hanks biopic of
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. And then the week after, that's the starting on the 17th, we will have Little Women. So
yeah.
And then beyond that, are we still working on schedule, or is that all that in place?
It's semi solid.
Okay.
We're most likely gonna get it.
Okay.
We just gotta wait for like the thumbs up.
Okay. So we're looking at getting again, not final. Ford versus Ferrari for a week after Knives Out and Little Women. And then Parasite for a week, and then a Marriage Story for a week after that. Again, we're looking at those.
And we are pretty much solid on Sonic the Hedgehog starting on the 14th for 2 weeks.
Valentine's Day. If you want a romantic dinner and a movie, go to a romantic dinner and then come watch Sonic the Hedgehog, a little less romantic movie, but hopefully entertaining.
I hope that there's at least like a nod to the fact that it comes out on Valentine's Day somewhere in the movie.
I doubt it, because its original release date was on the 14th, so...
It would be nice though.
Again, I hope it does well. I'd love to see a lot of people come out for it because of the whole changing of Sonic's aesthetic.
Yeah.
That costs the studio and everyone, all of the artists that put forth blood, sweat, and tears into making that change making that change.
That change happened.
Because of the public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is outrage the right word? Outcry is probably accurate. Rage inducing, wasn't it?
Uncomfortable public.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were uncomfortable.
In a turnaround unlike what we've ever seen before, the studio and the director sought fit to change it.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, goodness gracious. So, yes. Sonic the Hedgehog. Come watch Sonic the Hedgehog here at the theater. I know I'm going to watch
Valentine's
it.
Day.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Did you want to go over the exact show times? Do you want me to jump into that?
Oh, go for it. Don't let me hog all the airtime.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. sure. okay, so starting today, Friday the 10th, we will have It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood at 5 p.m. and Knives Out at 8 p.m. Saturday, we will only have Knives Out at 8 p.m. And then Sunday the 12th, we will have It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood at 3:30 and Knives Out at 6:30. And then Monday through Thursday, the 13th through the 16th, each day we will have It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood at 5 p.m. and Knives Out at 8 p.m. And then going on to the next week, starting on Friday the 17th, we will have Knives Out once again at 8 p.m., but our early show that day will change to Little Women at 5 p.m. Saturday the 18th, we only have Little Women at 3 p.m. And then Sunday the 19th, Little Women at 3:30 p.m., and Knives Out at 6:30. And then through that week, once again, Monday through Thursday, the 20th through the 23rd, we will have Little Women at 5 p.m. and Knives Out at 8 p.m. And that's our standard show times for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Saturday, we do not have It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood showtime.
Gasp.
Why would that be?
I don't know. It's not like we've been trying to do another gaming event for a while.
Just a little while.
How many
times have we pushed it back now? Like twice? Three times?
It was originally supposed to be, I believe, the Summer Classic. And then we wanted it to be the Fall Classic. And I guess we didn't.
Technically now the Winter Classic?
Yeah. Although I was thinking that by naming it the, you know, Summer Classic or something, it was going to be a consistent once a year, more competitive event. But that's not what this is. I guess I should make more clear if people are actually interested. Yes, Saturday, January 11th. If you're listening to this late, you've already missed it. But there should be a live stream that's going to be up on the North Bend Theater's YouTube page. Or are we streaming it to Facebook? What did we?
No, it's, I believe it's just YouTube.
Just YouTube? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know we've done Facebook in the past, and we've done YouTube in the past, but I don't know what we're going to do consistently. I guess YouTube.
YouTube.
So January 11th, from 11 to 5.
Yes.
We will be doing Super Smash Brothers Ultimate event. So it's not. I'm reluctant to call it competition because Smash Brothers in and of itself is, you know, competitive. There's no sport or game out there that, you know, in a scenario of going up against other people, it is not inherently competitive. It's not a tournament bracket. There's no prize money at the end. There's no real big prize at the end. It's here. We're gathering people together. Around a game, that game being Smash Brothers, and bringing the community together is kind of the goal. It's some, including myself, sort of might say that it, or might look at it and be, well, that's underwhelming. With all of the other events and everything that's been running around, that we've been running around and trying to do in the last 4 months, trying to do a big lofty event like this right after the turn of the new year is nigh impossible. Especially with, it just is.
Yeah.
There's no like more in depth I can really go into it.
It's a lot of work to put these things on.
Yeah. So, and all of the moving parts and communication and all that stuff, all of it runs through me. And then I have to always get clearance for it and everything. So it's more or less, when it comes down to it, one person job. I'd love for it to be more people, but,
what we will be doing though is just an open play, casual environment. Where you can come down and have a chance to compete against other people in Smash Bros. Not a formal competition, mm-hmm. like you said, but you're still fighting them and you want to win. So
yeah, I guess yeah.
But you can come down, play against other players, and
I can't
Smash
think of...
Bros. Test out your skills.
Yeah, because like even in golf, like you're still competing for like a par score.
Yeah,
so I can't think of a sport or event where it's not already competitive. It's weird.
There has to be something to beat.
Sleeping.
Competitive sleeping.
There's a reason we have world records and stuff is because like it literally anything and everything we want to have at
could
least some yes
yeah,
some level of competition. Humans are weird like that. We'll have I think 5 stations up, 5 sort of different game modes or objectives is kind of the wrong word. We'll have, I think, 3 setups solid on one of our bigger setups in the back of the auditorium will be, 8 player free for all, on a secondary projector. Hopefully enough screen real estate that, you know, 8 players on one stage in Smash Brothers isn't going to be like absolutely chaos. Not that it always is, but hopefully a little bit more real estate allows for a little bit more focus on what character it is. Because anytime it's more than it's 4 more characters on a screen for me, I can't tell.
It's so I lose myself too.
Yeah, there's moments where I'm like, which character am I again? I don't remember. Oh, I'm already off the stage and lost. Cool.
Oh, wait. Can't find me because I'm dead.
Yeah. we'll have a 1v1 station where... it'll be 2 competitors, and then we'll have on the quote-unquote main stage, feeding up to the projector, a King of the Hill-style competition thing. Again, competition. God, I'm going to start hating that word now. The way that it'll work is it's going to be a four-player free-for-all, and then the winner of that stays. And then we're going to keep track one way or another how long or how many rounds each person has won. And so at the end of each hour, the person with the most amount of wins or that has been the king of that hill for the longest will win a small prize of freebies for the
mostly,
theater.
Yeah, North Bend theater related things.
Mm-hmm.
Concessions. We might throw in some gift cards or admit ones.
Mm-hmm. So ways to handful of other stations. We'll have, I think, two other stations with we're not quite sure yet. Playing around with a couple of different ideas. I think they're also going to be a little bit fluid as far as game types and stuff, depending on what people want to play when they show up. So just because it's there's the really competitive people, and then there's the people that just want to come out and play.
Yeah.
And the people that want to come out and play can, you know, give them some more freedom to play just the goofy stuff. Oh, that was one that Jesse recommended to me was the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby is a DLC that was included in one of the DLC packs. Are you familiar with the Home Run Derby in Smash Brothers?
Not at all.
So there is
there's baseball in
a kind of. So there's a item thing, I think, that's reoccurring in Smash Brothers that's more or less a punching bag with a face on it.
Okay.
That you're on like a tiny little stage. It's you. You get to pick your character. You drop onto the stage. You can also have somebody else join you, but it's like it is like Home Run Derby, where you're then hitting the bag so that it's accruing damage.
Okay.
And in the mechanics of Smash Brothers, the more damage you have, the farther you will fly off stage.
Okay.
So you accrue damage, and I think it's like a 20 to 30 second timer. Mm-hmm. So you accrue damage on the punching bag. And then you hit it one final time, and it will then go flying.
Okay.
And the farther the distance, the higher your score is, or what have you. And people have comboed when it first came out, I was seeing videos of people like running two Ganondorfs and hitting the bag with the right smash attacks that it was flying into the upper atmosphere of the skybox or whatever. So it's crazy. So okay. We might play a little,
that'd
might have
fun.
That open a little bit. Cause it's not like a player versus player in that instance. It's a score attack. And it's a classic. It's been in the Smash Brothers franchise for generations.
Never
so,
heard of it.
Yeah, we're looking at that. That is a thing. This stuff. If you're interested in video games, you're hearing this on Friday, please come out. Or share it on Facebook or whatever, you know. Get that word out there.
Yeah.
Trying to think any other details.
Not a whole lot.
No.
Once again, starts at 11 a.m., goes till 5.
Yes.
Show up at any time.
Uh-huh.
Admission is $10.
Yes.
And includes play at any of the stations for all day long.
Yep.
You can get your tickets online in advance, or you can get them at the door. I don't foresee us selling out, quote unquote.
256. No, 256? No, yeah. 265. 265.
265 is how many we seat. I think for these events, the amount that the venue can handle as far as consoles and people is significantly less than that.
But, yeah.
So the sellout is a weird fluid thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think. I don't. Yeah. We've never gone high enough in attendance that I've ever had to worry.
Yeah.
Per se. So.
There'll definitely be tickets. So.
Yeah.
Swing by or get them online in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, I don't plan in one more gaming event before like summer. Not sure what it's going to look like. It's probably going to be Smash Brothers again. Honestly, I would be down to do something different, but have no idea what the community would be interested in. So I know I really enjoyed playing Rocket League, the bit of Rocket League we did. So that would be an interesting one, but no telling again, no telling what the our community would be interested in, all that fun stuff. So
yeah. Something I want to, is that about it for Smash Valley?
I believe so.
Okay.
Unless I forgot anything, but if I forgot something,
I can't think of
anything. Northbendtheater.com/gaming has, I think, more or less the information we just posted, yep. If not even less. So.
And something else I think we teased two podcasts ago. I don't know if you mentioned anything in the last one you did solo. Singing. is Andrew Rivers coming up on February 1st. I think we are more than halfway sold on tickets at this point.
Really? That's awesome.
Well, we were over 160 tickets as of a few days ago.
Sweet.
So.
Yeah, I talked about that in the solo episode. About that, and I think I talked about the fly fishing thing, too.
Okay, cool.
But I have even less information about... Bless you. even less information about the fly fishing. And as far as attendance, you and I probably don't have a whole lot of info either.
I know that usually does sell out.
Fly fishing?
The fly fishing one. Mm. This is the Spawning Grounds special event. And... I believe you find the tickets for that online somewhere, but actually we don't have them here. We're not selling tickets for that event.
Hmm.
But you can find the event on Facebook if you type in or just search Spawning Grounds North End Theater. There's an event page for it, and you can get tickets there and find out information.
Mm-hmm.
The Andrew Rivers event, also tickets are through, I think it's Eventbrite.
Yeah.
And you can find that from our website. You can find that from the Facebook event page. And that event is 7 o'clock in the evening, 7 p.m. The Spawning Grounds event is at 6 p.m.
So, it'd be wild if Andrew was able to sell out. Andrew Rivers is able to sell out comedy, because I don't think have we had a sold out comedy event
yet? We've not had a sold out comedy event that is a single comedian. I mean, I think he's bringing up another like opener for him.
Right.
But we've sold out the Seattle International Comedy Competition.
Have we?
Yeah, twice.
I guess I just haven't worked those.
Or at least for sure once. The last time was like almost sold out, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I've just been gone those days.
Yeah.
Oops.
They're crazy. But that's like 16 comedians.
Right. Yeah, and I enjoy comedy, so it's a shame that
I enjoy comedy too.
Two?
I haven't watched a single one.
Yeah.
I've worked them, but I wasn't in the auditorium.
That's too bad. I mean, for us, awesome that they're selling out for Andrew Rivers. So if you want to go get tickets for Andrew Rivers, go do that now, because they're selling quick. That it? You got anything else?
That's it. There's not a whole lot of events beyond that right now. I know January, February are usually pretty quiet months. Also, all these films that we have coming up, Knives Out, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Ford vs. Ferrari, Parasite, Marriage Story, these are all Oscar nominations. So this is our Oscar nominee.
Were they Golden?
Lineup.
Is Golden Globes also movies, or is that TV?
I don't know.
I think because the director of Parasite won an award for the Golden Globes, so I think it's also. But,
Yeah,
they're award nominees for one of many. There's a reason they call it award season and not Oscar season.
And then we have one more movie that we're looking at in that vein, but it came out this year, so it would be next year's Oscar nominee, I guess, and that's the movie 1917. We're looking at catching that late sometime in March.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's interested in that, hold on for a little while and come see it here.
Mm. You want to talk about Animated August next episode?
Sure, you've got happening. Some titles you're looking at?
Evan and I are going to go watch Weathering With You on Wednesday, so, and then potentially other movies on Tuesday. I don't know which ones. So.
Okay.
We're putting together some pieces for it early, as we really should. So hopefully we'll get a reasonable lineup. I could do a little non-spoilery review thing of Weathering With You. So Makoto Shinkai movie, he did... Your Name, which
was
fantastic.
Really yeah.
I believe he also did, unless I'm wrong, I believe he also did 5 Centimeters Per Second, which is like a really, I'd have to double check. I haven't seen it in years. I watched it. I think I was like too young to fully understand everything going on with 5 centimeters per second. It was like a love story with a time skip in it. And then it gets like pseudo sci-fi, I think. Or not sci-fi, but like it goes into some like fiction elements and stuff, kind of like Your Name does. If you didn't come see Your Name at Animated August 2 this past summer, go watch it because it's great. It's a great anime film. Weathering With You hopefully will be on par, if not better. So
okay.
I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah, that's happening.
It's cool to have some of those in mind already.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm also interested to see how Parasite does for it, for us. I'm very excited that we're getting a foreign film, especially such a highly, what's it called? Highly regarded and award-winning foreign film, yeah, such as Parasite. So I'm hopeful that we can get a lot of people in for it. I believe it's subtitled, so long as you don't mind that.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we're, amongst other things, hoping to do some more foreign film stuff here. So further diversify our programming here. So if Parasite does well for us, then we'll be hopefully going on the right track of we'll have people that'll be interested in seeing other movies and stuff and other languages and all that. So yay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to. We've been working with one of our advertisers to potentially get a monthly like foreign film or a monthly creature feature, which will be really cool.
Yeah, we'll see scheduling and licensing and all that fun stuff. So
yeah,
because that's always the most fun part, scheduling and licensing.
Oh yeah, licensing is my favorite thing. I come in the morning and I'm like, I can't wait to ask for some movies and see how much they cost.
And for them to tell us no in some instances.
Yeah.
The biggest, I love the always question, is it Disney? Is that a Disney movie?
Is that a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Wait, it's a Fox movie? Oh, that's Disney.
It's Disney now.
Exactly.
But are they going to make an exception in that one?
Maybe.
All right, we're going to cut it off here because I got to go prep for the last showing of Star Wars. So.
Yep.
Yay.
It has ended. Let's see if we can sell the last 4 popcorn bins this evening.
Are those 5. The last 5?
The ones on the counter, yeah, that's it.
We have way too many cups, so if you want to get a Star Wars soda cup, we will continue to sell them for I have no idea how long, because we have too many of them. And that's no moon pies, if you want some moon pies, too.
A decade from now, we can put a sticker on them that says...
Vintage Star Wars cups. Please come buy them so that we don't have to store them for later. That's my request.
Exactly.
Don't give me an excuse to play around with big Star Wars cups, please. Thank you. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll be in the middle of Oscar film. So,
yep.
I don't know. Cool. Maybe have a more interesting. Not that this wasn't an interesting. I don't know.
There's not a lot going on right now.
Yeah. So, alrighty.
If you would like to contact us or give us any suggestions for the podcast, you can reach us at by email at business@northbendtheater.com. You can call our office phone at 425-499-2897. And we are also very quick to check our Facebook messages as well. So
yes,
it's our place to shoot us a message.
I'd almost say that's the quickest.
It is, because I think it's, we have a dedicated person who monitors our Facebook, and then
I'll check it usually once a day during the business days. So yep,
it's logged in on my phone. It's logged in on your phone, so we'll get a notification most of the time.
I don't think it is logged in on my new phone.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I'll see it. I check Facebook on my I'll check Facebook on my laptop.
Okay,
And it'll pop up as a notification there.
Yeah.
So
it's the quickest way to get a hold of us most of the time. Email is the next best. And then the office line is fairly quick if somebody is in to answer it.
Yeah.
So if you call us like during a showtime, during a movie, not before a movie, but during a movie, someone will probably be there.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's premiere, one and only. Well, I don't know why I call it premiere. Whatever. All right.
There'll be a lesser podcast.
Have a good day, night, evening, what have you. We will see you in 2 weeks. God, I'm terrible at any of this dumb stuff.